This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The winter session of Parliament began today. The session will provide a total of 15 sittings spread over a period of 19 days. Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following the opposition uproar on various issues, including special intensive revision of electoral rules. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 12 noon after the first adjournment, the opposition members again started sloganeering. Amid sloganeering, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced the central Excise Amendment Bill 2025 to levy excise duty on tobacco and its related products. Ms. Sitharaman also introduced Health Security, say National Security Cess Bill 2025 to impose cess on production of specified goods like pan masala. The minister also introduced the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Second Amendment Bill 2025 to amend the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Act 2017. The House also extended the time for the presentation of the report of the Select Committee on the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025 up to the last day of the second week of the winter session 2025. The Lower House also extended the presentation of the report of the Select Committee on the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025 up to the last day of the winter session 2025. Despite the appeal, the opposition members continued with their protest, following which the Speaker adjourned the House till 2 p.m. When the Rajya Sabha met at 11 a.m., Gurvinder Singh Oberoi, Chaudhry Muhammad Ramzan and Sajjad Ahmed Kishlu of Jammu and Kashmir National Conference took oath as members of Parliament in the Upper House. Welcoming Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, who presided over the Rajya Sabha for the first time today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, Mr. Radhakrishnan's rise from an ordinary background to the Vice Presidency reflects the true strength of the country's democracy. He said it is a proud moment for members to welcome him. Mr. Modi said under his guidance, the House will discuss and take important decisions to pave the way forward. Leaders of different political parties also welcomed Mr. Radhakrishnan on assuming the chair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the winter session is not just a ritual, but it fuels efforts to take India towards development. Addressing the media ahead of the winter session of Parliament, Mr. Modi said India's economic rise today is reaching remarkable heights. He said this momentum gives renewed confidence to India to be on the path towards becoming a developed nation. The Prime Minister added that India has proven that democracy can deliver.
जिस गति से आज भारत की आर्थिक स्थिति नई ऊंचाइयों को प्राप्त कर रही है विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य की ओर जाने में ये हमें नया विश्वास तो जगाती है नई ताकत भी देती है
Prime Minister Modi urged all parties that the winter session should not become a battleground for frustration born out of defeat nor should it turn into an arena for arrogance born out of victory Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives due to a bus accident in Sivaganga, Tamil Nadu, which claimed 11 lives and 54 injured. He hoped for the speedy recovery of those injured. The Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees each. The Unified Payments Interface UPI saw a 32% transaction count growth year-on-year, crossing over 19 billion transactions in the month of November, along with registering 22% annual growth in transactions. Data released by National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, has shown average daily transaction amount in November stood at 87,721 crore rupees. The month of November recorded 682 million average daily transaction counts. Notably, UPI continues to dominate the country's digital payments landscape, with transactions surging 35% year-on-year to reach 106.36 billion in the first half of 2025. In hockey, India settled for a silver medal after losing to Belgium 1-0 in the Sultanas Lanchar Cup 2025 in Ipoh, Malaysia. Thibaut Stockbrooks scored the only goal in the match to help world number 3 Belgium win their maiden trophy. And with that, we end this news bulletin.